Georgia Senate runoff elections may become most expensive in history. By Amy Furr on November 9, 2020. Democrats and Republicans are reportedly pouring money into two January Senate runoff elections in Georgia that could make them the most expensive races in history. One estimate said the spending could go beyond $200 million, Fox Business reported on Monday. Money is already flooding into the races. In the past 2 days, voting rights activist and former Georgia gubernatorial candidate Stacey Abrams raised more than $3.6 million for the contests, the article continued. The parties are expected to spend an exorbitant amount in the coming weeks as the state's two Senate races, one between GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler and Democratic challenger Raphael Warnock and the other between GOP Senator David Perdue and Democratic opponent John Ossoff, head to a January 5 runoff election. Andre Gillespie, a political analyst for 11 Alive, believes both Democrats and Republicans will work hard to get people to vote. So there probably won't be Christmas advertising here in Georgia because it is going to be taken up by political advertising. You could expect more phone calls. You should expect visits from people asking you to vote and reminding you to vote, she said. Last week, the Lincoln Project, a political action committee comprised of never-Trump former Republicans who raised tens of millions of dollars this year to defeat the president, threw its support behind Republican David Perdue's Democrat challenger, John Ossoff, according to Breitbart News. We're staying in the fight, to defeat Trumpism we must also defeat David Perdue, the group tweeted, adding, let's select John Ossoff. However, in a statement Thursday, National Republican Senatorial Committee, NRSC, Executive Director Kevin McLaughlin said Perdue would defeat Ossoff if the race went to a runoff election, Breitbart News reported. David Perdue won this race in regular time and will do the same in overtime. Georgians have rejected John Ossoff's liberal, socialist agenda not once, not twice, but three times, he said. And the fourth time will not be the charm, but instead, a perfectly miserable experience for John Ossoff, National Democrats and their shared dream of a socialist America, McLaughlin concluded.